Rays and Pirates, and it's the right division, wrong teams, as these two NL Central fans checking their phones for the scores of the Cardinals and Cubs. Let's pick up the action at PNC Park. Pirates threatening down a run in the first.
As Blake Snell to the high set, lowers to the letters, ready and deals. Line drive down the left field line. Is it fair or foul? It's a fair ball. Takes a bounce and goes out of play. McCutchen scores the tying run. Freeze has to stop at third. Jose Ozuna has tied it up with a ground rule double. It's 1-1. Two balls, two strikes. He winds and throws once more. Grounded to first and through. Base hit right field. Ozuna scores. Here comes Bell to score. And Elias Diaz with a two-run single, and the Pirates lead 4-1 in the first.
The pitch. There's a swing and a chopper right towards second. Over to go get it. It's Moroff. He has it. Throws the first in time, and the Rays leave the bases loaded. They score one, but leave three. Nova's been pretty good at doing that a lot in his career, too, wiggling off the hook. As here's a swing and a drive to left field and deep. Back and over for it is Corey Dickerson into the corner. Jumps up, can't get it. It's a home run. Josh Bell with his 15th home run of the season. And he is added to the Pittsburgh lead. It's 5-2.
Here comes the right-handed batting Ozuna. He's doubled in a run. Scored a run and popped to short. He lines one down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball and all the way to the corner. Watching McCutchen rounding second, being waved home. The throw goes into Morrison, who fires home, and it's wide. McCutchen scores, standing up, and all the way to third is Ozuna, and the Pirates are pulling away. It is 6-2 Pittsburgh.
6-2, your final. Pirates beat the Rays to even this interleague set at one game apiece. Ivan Nova gets the win. He's 8-5 on the year now. However, first start for Nova this season that he doesn't last at least six innings. Josh Bell's 15th homer of the year tied Ralph Kiner for the most ever by a Pirates rookie before the All-Star break. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash after the loss.
Probably not the start that we were hopeful of for Blake, but, you know, I think we saw a young pitcher that was really excited to get back to the big leagues, probably was a little overamped, and it showed up in the first inning. I mean, look, he five pitches, two outs, and then four runs later, a couple walks sprinkled in there, three walks, whatever it was, and it's unfortunate. But I think a lot of that first inning went to Blake just probably not being able to totally settle down. I mean, Hick had made the mention that he was pretty amped in his bullpen, a little erratic, and then he came in and looked so good for the first five pitches, so that it tricked us a little bit. After the first, you know, I thought he competed well. Now the velo was definitely higher than what we had seen. I thought he stayed in with his delivery a little bit better. I thought the Pirates also had a good job. They did a pretty good job of realizing what he was trying to accomplish and then avoiding making those mistakes of chasing breaking balls down in the zone. You know, we'll see. He'll get his work in 4 days, and then we'll go from there. Offensively, you know, we had opportunities. We didn't capitalize like we seem to normally do for whatever reason. Nova can pitch. He made some big pitches, got some soft contact when he needed to.
For Blake Snell, in a lot of ways, it looked similar to when he was up in the big leagues before. So in what ways does it or not concern you?
Well, I mean, the velo was better. I think we would all agree that the breaking balls were sharper, and a handful of them were located better, and a handful weren't. So, you know, it's kind of a never-ending process. With any of these starting pitchers, they're always constantly evolve, stay ahead of themselves and how they're performing, and stay on top of it. And that's the same will be, you know, for Blake going forward. Now he'll have a big bullpen session in Baltimore at some point, and then we'll get him back on the mound, and he'll you know, give us a good start in Chicago.
So you felt like you saw some signs of improvement, I guess, because
yeah.
We were saying the bottom line was 100 pitches, five innings.
Yeah, I really wasn't. Yes, I felt there was improvement, and I hope Blake felt that there was improvement, but there also needs to be, you know, considerably more improvement. You hate to have one inning kind of derail the performance, but they all count. So it doesn't matter if it's five runs that come across through five innings and one run an inning, or five at one time. They all count. Doesn't matter how you get there.
I mean, he was a pitch away from getting out of there, too.
Right.
I
would imagine, I don't know what he's going to say, but I would imagine that's is what the frustrating thing for him is. As ugly as it got, he was one pitch away from getting out of that with no run scored.
Right. I mean, the five walks obviously is something he's got to clean up, right?
Yes.
hear the story about the home plate umpire before the game?
No. John? No.
Apparently, one was about to jump off the bridge. He saved him, so if you didn't hear about it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive. That was. Yeah. He's a good guy. Did a nice job tonight. Twice, I guess. Before the game and during the game.
And Jamaria continued to show you something, right?
Yeah, man. The defense, my gosh, him and Beck both. Beck made a tremendous play today, and that's kind of what we thought, envisioned, that we were gonna have some good defense. His at-bats have been really good. I think there's a little bit of comfort there with Chad Mottola, with Hetch, just going back to their days in Toronto when Chad was the roving coordinator and had quite a bit of time spent with Hetch. So that seems like a good relationship, and it'll be a good fit going forward.
Yeah, I mean, you got him for the D, but he could give you some offense too. Obviously, that's going to help.
Oh, we anticipate that he's going to give us offense. I mean, look, he's different from maybe the other guys in our lineup. We've got guys that walk, that strike out, and hit for a lot of power. He's a guy that doesn't walk, but doesn't strike out and puts the ball in play. Sometimes that ends up being a pretty good balance.
Kevin, by the sixth inning, it had been the fourth time through the lineup. The Rays could only manage two runs, but a lot of hits. So why do you think that was?
Well, I think we just, like I said earlier, we didn't capitalize with, you know, guys on base. We had, I think, second and third, no outs. And then it got the bases loaded, one out, I believe, and we only were able to get one in on a sac fly. Most of the time when we get those guys out on base, we're finding a way to put crooked numbers up. For whatever reason, we just didn't tonight.
The rubber match of this series is on Thursday. Chris Archer on the mound for Tampa Bay against Jameson Taillon for the Pirates.